Yes, it's 1-2-3 with me, Bob Simpson. Now, the family-friendly Brentwood Festival returns tomorrow until Sunday and takes place here at the Brentwood Centre. You can expect more than 40 bands and DJs across two stages, and joining headliners Sister Sledge, Billy Ocean and the Human League are Pixie Lott, Alexandra O'Neill, Rebecca Ferguson, Jack Pack, Jocelyn Brown, Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, and Ed Coates, among many others. And joining me in the studio now is Ed Coates. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank Brilliant. You very much. It's good to see you again. You looking forward to this year's festival?
Oh, yeah, very much, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you performed at last year's event, didn't you? How did that go?
Oh, brilliantly, yeah. There were people singing my songs. I didn't actually even, like, know who they were, so it was a little bit... And I was you know, like when you get kind of buzz after you play kind of thing? I completely forgot to go down and say... something to them. So if you're listening, hello, thank you so much.
Excellent. So you had a few fans in the audience.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's really cool. Yeah.
So when are you on this year?
6 o'clock on Friday.
Ah, right.
On stage two.
Okay. Yep. Oh, that must be more or less kicking off the festival, that isn't it?
I think the festival starts at 5, but yeah, right. there's one before me, and then
Okay. Yes, yeah, so you're second on stage two.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely. Yeah. Now I think you've brought some new music for us today.
I have.
You?
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, let's hear a song from you now. Tell us about the song.
Okay, right, this one's called Icebergs.
Right.
Okay, it's from the new album, hopefully. I'm sort of test driving them. These are kind of like prototypes of the new songs.
All right, yeah.
So, this one, sort of like being a bit of a loner, really.
Okay.
You know, when things get kind of hard, you kind of separate yourself from the rest of the people just to take some time to recoup and recover, all that kind of thing. That's what it's kind of about.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Take it away.
All right, this one's called Icebergs. Left my message on the table. I don't need no helping hand. Just a push to see that I won't drift away and fall upon this broken land. Felt like I could see no beauty. Colors burn inside my head. Till a whisper came that brought the world to life. Shot a blinding light instead. I've been building an iceberg, floating endlessly out into the sea. This life. I've been standing up and waiting, and this world don't make no sense. Strumming circles round the confines of my heart until the point where it ends. I've been building an iceberg, floating endlessly out into the sea. With the wind on my shoulders, scratching the ground beneath my feet. But tomorrow will find us out in the wilderness below. Counting down from the moonlight, holding our memories in tow. This night back where we came from. But now I've found a place to call my home. From boys to promise thee out into the sea with the wind on my shoulders, scratching the ground beneath my feet. But tomorrow will find us out in the wilderness below, counting down from the moonlight, holding our memories in soul. This life
Thank you.
No, let's turn my microphone up. I was so absorbed in the song, I forgot what I was doing, really. That was brilliant, Ed. Absolutely fantastic. Now, you're a one-man band. Ladies and gentlemen listening, this is just one man and a keyboard. And the sound you managed to get out of that is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That must be some sort of top-of-the-range keyboard you've got there, isn't it?
Funny enough, it's about 15 years old now.
Really?
Yeah, I had to get a new one recently because my other one broke. And literally, like, you find keyboard players, the keyboard fan club are usually like kind of in their 80s,
right?
Kind of thing.
Okay.
So like we visited this nice gent in Portsmouth to pick up this keyboard, and he was showing me all these little things you could do on the keyboard, and he's like, look, you press a button and it can do all this, and it's like,
right, yeah,
and it was like polka, like the bum, 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 and sort of like playing an organ with it, kind of thing.
Right, so you actually replaced your old one with a similar old one, did you?
Yeah, okay. So it's basically the same as this one, really.
Yeah,
it's just slightly better model than this one. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, what a great sound. It's really good. And it's quite entertaining watching you because there's a lot going on there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. It'd be really handy if I had like an extra on. That'd be
Well, the result is fabulous.
Thank you.
I like your voice and
the
music as well. Very, very good indeed. So, you're a singer-songwriter. You're from Brentwood, aren't
you? Yep.
What are your musical influences?
I've always been into David Gray. He's my biggest influence.
Yep.
It's like I didn't really start writing until I heard David Gray, when you feel inspired, I suppose. And then I thought, I want to try writing songs.
Right.
Don't know how it happened.
Could you already play an instrument at that point?
Yeah.
So what sort of age did you take up music?
I've been playing the keyboard since I was six.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the writing, when did that start?
The writing started when I was about 15.
Right.
Yeah.
And what do you think of those songs now, the ones that you wrote when you were 15?
Funny enough, Winter Rain, the one I still...
Oh,
you know that one?
Yeah, know that, yeah.
Yeah. That was my fourth ever written song.
Wow.
So, yeah, but that's the only good one, apart, you know, in a sea of absolute rubbish.
I'm sure it's not that bad. But what about writing now? Do you find it an easy process?
I find it really hard.
Does it take you a long time to finish a song?
Yeah, a long time. I mean, this song I'm about to play after, the second one, I started that about 3 years ago and only just finished it.
Wow.
So whereas this one that just played, I started that 3 months ago and just finished it.
Okay.
So it can sort of differ, you know,
kind of
thing. And
if you look at modern day times, who do you admire now of current artists?
David Gray.
Okay.
He's still around.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he is. Yeah.
Villagers, have you heard of Villagers?
I haven't, I'm afraid, if I'm honest.
They're getting bigger, they're getting there.
I will look them up.
Yeah,
okay.
They're on the third album now, so they're getting, you know.
Right. Are they local, or where are they from?
Ireland.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
They won the, was it Novello Award?
Oh, Ivor Novello Award,
that's it, yeah.
Right, I'm just writing down the Villagers, I shall investigate them. Thank you for that.
Yeah, they're really good, and Cherry Ghost.
Okay.
There's another one, I forget. Go Team are really good as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably haven't heard of
that. I've got lots of homework to do then, yeah. All right, Ed. Well, I think we'll crack straight on with another song, if that's all right with
you.
Okay,
yeah, sure.
What's this one called? What's it about?
This one's called We'll Be Gone.
Yeah.
Not a happy story behind this one, unfortunately. A friend of mine passed away a few years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah.
And, so I wanted to write a song sort of dedicated to her, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then more people sort of passed away since. Just, you know, acquaintances and all that kind of thing. It's almost like you're grieving for the first person and then more people pop off.
Yeah.
And then it's like you haven't got you sort of think like, I haven't really finished, you know, and it's like you find yourself like in a state of like, where have all these people suddenly gone?
Yeah, you know, kind of thing.
It's like, where have they all gone?
I mean, life events seem to influence a lot of your songs, don't they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk a bit more about that in a moment, but let's hear your song now. Yeah.
Okay. This one's called "We'll Be Gone."
In the warning signs, sat here counting fractures in the dark beneath the sky as it turns to make its mark. One garden spark, hungry for the powers that comfort me, living for the remnants of the light. And so I try just to play that one last time before I die. All minds awash with the pain and gulf of the century, and the cold clean air that might never be, as we stand by sides to the morning sun. We'll be gone, we'll be gone, we'll be gone. Beneath the shores of our destinies, some say all the colors cannot lie, but they might try as it tears our lives apart. Back to the start. I've pondered and I've wondered what life could bring when all the wretched seasons beat me down into the night of this stupid heartless town. Some starry night, all minds awash with the panic gulf of the century, and the cold clean air that might never be, as we stare ourselves to the morning sun. We'll be gone, we'll be gone, we'll be gone. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no. I can't pretend as we stand in line at the cemetery that our hearts and minds ain't the enemy. As we stand by sides to the morning sun, we'll be gone, won't be long. As we fall in line at the old safe, and the cold clean air that might never be, as we stand by sides to the morning sun, we'll be gone, we'll be gone, we'll be gone.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. A great performance. Very, yes, very good. A lot of your songs are about life and emotions, love and...
Yeah.
Yeah. And
we're a very emotional person.
Yeah, well, no, it's good. It really it enhances the songs, you know. It's very, very good indeed. Mm. So the next thing I was going to ask you is, what do you do when you're not playing music?
Funny enough, I'm a programmer.
Ah, computers.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, right. Yeah. And what does that involve? What do you do? What do you make games or do you...
I do that. Yeah, I do that a bit on the side. Yeah, I do some freelance stuff, sort of doing web development, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's very boring.
Oh, no. It's quite involved, all that. You've got to be pretty smart for all that. Okay, so what about what's coming up? What's next for you after the Brentwood Festival?
After Brentwood Festival, I'm playing Westfield, Stratford, next month. I think I haven't got the date for that. Oh, I should have the date for that. That's really bad.
Okay, well, we'll try and look that up and put it on the website later on. Yeah,
I'm playing Shoreditch with Tall Dark Friend.
Ah,
shout out to Jordan. Hello.
Ah, I've heard about this. You've joined the band, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Tall Dark Friend, great artist, great performer.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, she's been in on, I think, with Mike Jones on this show on 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a new development. You're excited about that, aren't you?
Oh yeah, thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier you've been working on a new album. Mm-hmm. When can we expect to see that surface?
Knowing me, in like 5 years. No, it'll be like, I don't know, like next year, hopefully.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, at the moment, I'm just sort of road testing the new stuff. And
well, yeah, and you mentioned earlier the two songs you played for us, that's the first time you've performed them in public.
Yep, yeah, first time.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good, very good indeed.
Yeah, so I'm going to play them tomorrow at the festival, see how they do. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so.
Excellent. Yeah. Well done. Very good. So, where can people find out a bit more about you?
Right, yes, edcoates.com. That's edcoates.com.
Okay.
There's also a Facebook page,
yep.
So if you just search Ed Coates on there, you can add me as a friend as well. I don't mind, I'm sociable. And yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Ed. I've much enjoyed...
Oh, it's on iTunes as well.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Don't miss that one.
I forget that part.
Yeah, don't miss that one. Good luck with the festival tomorrow.
Cheers, thank you.
And perhaps you could play us out with one last song.
Okay, yeah. Oh,
what's this called?
I'll play something cheerful.
Okay.
This is from the first album. This is called Washabiza.
Okay, all right. It's Ed Coates, and if you missed any of that, you can catch up with it. You'll be able to hear the whole interview and session on the Phoenix FM website later on today. And of course, you can catch Ed at the Brentwood Festival tomorrow evening from about 6 on stage 2.
Come say hello.
Yeah, why not? Okay, Ed, over to you.
Thank you. All right, this is Washabiza.
Girl, I've got the urge for a little company. Jot down to the watering hole, the traps make free. The left block beckons travelers to toss in half a bug. When the flat out on the races, they're running out of blood. Queen star in trouble, all you want, break free. My head is not a toy for you to bone. Always encrypted by my drunken pole. Don't just leave me the hell alone. Watch it be zero, man, I'm going blind. Count through my fingers, I'm losing my mind. Running down, my mind is gone, I've lost my sanity. You're smoking like a chimney, it's okay with me. Payment's gone, a crooked girl, the sky has turned about green. A lifetime without reason, a sight not to be seen. Do I have a mission or monogamy? No, cause I'm just drifting to the start. Can't hold a bottle or a glass of three. Just a man with his broken heart. What now? Watch if he's a old man, I'm going blind. Count through my fingers, I'm losing my mind. What's it be, sir? I just can't say. What's wrong with the world now, and what's wrong with me? She finally the Sphinx that I've seen. When she finally the Sphinx that I've said, no, no. If I came on this morning and lied, lied, lied. If I came on this morning, women they can't hear. Mind your own damn business, dear. All my thoughts are mine and mine alone. They won't muddle, but now they're clear. So where's my tainted soul? 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 Watch it be, sir, oh man, I'm going blind. Can't feel my fingers, I'm losing my mind. Watch it be, sir, I just can't say. What's wrong with the world now, and what's wrong with me? Watch it be, sir, oh man, I'm going blind. Can't feel my fingers, I'm losing my mind. Watch it be, sir, I just can't say. What's wrong with the world now, and what's wrong with me? What's wrong with the world now, and what's wrong with me? What's wrong with this world, and what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic, Ed. Thank you so
much.
Where
did they come from?
I don't know where they came from. They came in my little box, I think. Thank you so much. Enjoy your festival.
Cheers,
and good luck for the future. Cheers, Ed.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you.